This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Republican request for documents related to Joe Biden's family international business schemes, including Hunter Biden's business deals that may be influencing U.S. foreign policy, was dismissed by House Democrats on Tuesday. Ignoring the fact that he invaded a sovereign country, Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced a partial military mobilization on Wednesday, again blaming the West for the conflict in Ukraine, saying it wants to destroy our country. Putin said mobilization events will begin today. An explosion at the BP refinery in Oregon, Ohio Tuesday evening has two people badly burned and in the hospital, relatives claim. A BP spokesperson said the refinery has been safely shut down while the investigation is underway. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Fiona strengthened to a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 130 miles an hour as it moved away from the Turks Caicos Islands towards Bermuda on Wednesday morning. The system is projected to not hit the United States mainland. Lawyers for Civil Rights, a Boston-based law firm, is assisting a group of illegal immigrants to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and others for giving them a free flight to Martha's Vineyard. The Republican governor on Fox News.
You've had migrants die in the Rio Grande, yet 50 die in Texas in a trailer because they were being neglected. Was there a freak out about that? No, there wasn't. You've had criminal aliens get across that southern border and victimize Americans, killing some, raping some. Was there any type of outrage about that? No.
DeSantis provided documents in Spanish signed by the immigrants before they were put on flights, agreeing this was voluntary and the sanctuary cities could help them in a time of need. The Massachusetts National Guard was called in to remove all the immigrants from the island. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
President Biden will argue with the United Nations today that Russia has violated the core tenets of the United Nations during his address to the General Assembly. Biden's speech will come less than a day after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered partial military mobilization in a redoubled effort to take Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
These are not the actions of a confident country. These are not acts of strength. Quite the opposite. And the United States, our allies and partners in the international community, will stand against these transparent efforts on the part of Russia and stand firmly with Ukraine and the Ukrainian people.
Surging prices for lithium are intensifying, a race between automakers to lock up supplies, and rising concerns that a shortage of the battery metal could hinder electric vehicles' popularity. Lithium carbonate prices in China, the benchmark, stands at about $71,000 a metric ton. The United Nations says we have a fertilizer problem.
World leaders and diplomats are attending the 77th United Nations General Assembly this week in Manhattan. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for action on the global fertilizer shortage.
If the fertilizer market is not stabilized, Next year's problem might be food supply itself.
He says there are already reports of West African farmers with smaller crop yields because of fertilizer costs and availability.
That's Tim Berg reporting on We Are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, America, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. The New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor, the one and only No Baloney, James Merson, is with us. Hey, James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, all things considered, and like you, mourning with the billions of people around the world for this incredible monarch. You know, the end of an era definitely is over. You can sense it. And now we'll see what happens with England under King Charles III.
Yeah, well, we have mixed feelings about monarchies in America because, you know, we sprung into being rebelling from that very monarchy. But as far as monarchs go, you can't ask for someone more classy, with lots of reverence to God. And the, you know, ministerial duties that she's in charge of, she handled perfectly. So, but King Charles, the problem with King Charles is if you look at his quotes, he's a supporter of the agenda that is springing out of the World Economic Forum that seems to also be inspired by the enemy as described in the scripture. And so we're waiting to see. So far, Charles is trying to stay statesmanlike. But what we've seen happen in the UK in terms of its secular government is absolutely appalling. And it's, you know, we see it over there first and then it seems to happen here. So but the world seems to be waking up and awakening, and also the people of the world are, you know, seeing through this agenda, which is, in fact, a global agenda.
Well, exactly. Well, with the new prime minister, Liz Truss, I mean, she's a globalist from what I understand. She's got ties to the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab et al. And so, you know, and King Charles, when he was Prince Charles, was very political. Of course, he said that when he became king, he would, of course, back away from all those political interests. But you know, if he's got the prime minister doing his bidding, you know, I guess all is well, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, we have to see what happens. You know, what we've learned this in America, and we've learned this abroad. A perfect example, it was Truss's predecessor, Boris Johnson. Here's someone who came in as a supporter of Brexit, as someone that even the great conservative Nigel Farage thought might be okay. He had some reservations about Boris, But Boris turned out to be, you know, I guess we call him a kino, kind of like a rhino. I mean, he was, there's nothing right. conservative about him. He was he became, you could almost see his strings. He became a puppet of, you know, of that World Economic Forum thinking, the Great Reset thinking. And so, yeah, Britain still has to go through some parliamentary adjustments before they even have a chance to come back. But we're seeing political upheavals in, of all places, Sweden, in Italy. And so, and it seems to be kind of sweeping the world. I expect Bolsonaro in Brazil to get reelected. I think it's going to be, you know, the same type of thing. It's going to have to be the people overwhelming the rigging that's going on.
Right.
But I think that's going to happen because it's almost like a comedy or something where the lies become more blatant and shrill and almost like parodies. You know, I mean, perfect example is for someone who is a leader of a country with more than 8% inflation on paper, which is even higher, where energy prices over the duration have gone up, you know, 30-40%, that person starts bragging and says that there's 0% inflation, as we heard about a month ago. Now a spokesman for the regime has come out and said that that the reason that we're having economic problems is, you know, COVID, Putin, and, of course, climate change. And those
climate change, oh, yeah.
That it's brought up, especially because people are so concerned when Federal Express, which is a global company, the head of Federal Express starts saying, hey, look, we're having problems all over the world. People just aren't shipping overnight. There doesn't seem to be an urgency to get goods. And when asked whether it's a global recession, yeah, I think it is, he says. And that caused a lot of some members of the press to start questioning the regime. And they cannot talk honestly, it seems, ever. And their dishonesty, it's not just spin anymore. It's very dumb dishonesty. It's and
exactly.
It assumes that the listeners are stupid. And I tell you, that's the biggest thing. I think that's what Abraham Lincoln talked about. You know, assuming the people are stupid is a trap. And the left, the globalists, are falling into that trap deeply right now.
Well, whether it's climate change, the inflation, I mean, things are so obvious. And it's like, look, I don't mean to offend you because that's your opinion that you want to hold to. But I don't want to be offended either because you want me to buy into your opinion that doesn't make sense in my world. You haven't convinced me. It's like, you know, we can go down a dozen different things to talk about that you're so ideologically fixed in. Well, okay. I mean, that's what you want to believe in. That's fine. But I choose not to. And just because I choose not to doesn't make me a bad person. And, you know, and I don't want to think that you're a bad person because that's what you believe in. Okay? You know, you want to buy into a theory, whether it's critical race theory, you know, climate change. These are all theories, okay? And we just had 2.5 years of following science. Oh, we got to follow science, got to follow the science. Oh, wait a minute. Why don't you practice what you preach? Follow the science. Show me the science that says this hypothesis that you believe in, that there's substantiation to the point that you can now say it's scientific law. But you can't. And so what you do is you impose your will on the people. You make sure you use our money, our taxpayer money, to pay for reports and academic pieces by people that you have bought and sold. And so now they're producing documents that you reference when you know darn well the credibility is lacking with those documents. Right, James? I mean, we only got about 40 seconds left in this part, but go ahead.
Sure. It's all about control. you mentioned about it doesn't matter. Arguments don't matter. Debate doesn't matter. Obviously, free speech doesn't matter. This agenda is seeking control.
That's right. I'll tell you, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We've got more from James Hurston after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Literacy is a vital foundation of opportunity and development all around the world, yet only 75% of Indians know how to read and write. The Tide Ministry's adult literacy program in India not only gives people the opportunity to learn how to read and write, but also a chance to hear about the good news of Christ. In just the past 3 months, over 600 people have attended our adult literacy classes across the country. An added benefit of this outreach is that it shows villagers that they are important to us, and even more important to our Heavenly Father. We pray this outreach continues to grow and change lives, all for the betterment of God's kingdom. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India who are experiencing the love of Christ as they learn to read and write in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
After the top of the hour, we're talking with James Hurston, New York Times best-selling author, media and legal analyst. James, as you were saying in the previous break here, it is as if the West has totally lost its mind. Whether it's Justin Trudeau buying into the totalitarian governance of China, we've got our captured elite, Joe Biden, others even within the Democratic Party saying, wouldn't it be nice if America, you know, operated like China. I mean, wait a minute. What happened to the Constitution? What happened to the Constitution that you raised your hand and you took a vow on behalf of the American people, putting your hand on the Bible, saying that you were here to protect and preserve our country and our values and defend our Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic? I guess that's out the door because, as you said earlier, it's all about power and control. And that message, we're getting loud and clear after 2 years of the Biden administration and the devastation and havoc that he's wreaked on our economy and everything else that is American.
Right. And we have to understand, this is, they constantly keep saying, well, these are mistaken policies. Oh, these are accidental, or they are misuse, and they are intentional. This is an intentionally created series of crises. The crime that is exploding, and by the way, the crime, if we don't do anything about this, those crime stats are going to get worse and a rising wave of crime. Because it doesn't get better if you let people out without bail. And so it's going to continue to grow. And that includes, of course, the economy getting worse and worse. That includes the border security, the invitation to the world to come in here and flood our country. That's going to get worse. And this is intentional. This is part of, in the war on energy, this is part of what they told us in the Democratic debates leading up to the Democrat primaries leading up to 2020. Americans looked at that and thought it was some sort of parody, the things they were discussing. But now they've implemented them at the local level and all across the board. And one of them is very quietly, earlier this year, President signed an executive order. That executive order sought for various parts of his regime to study having a digital currency, kind of like Bitcoin, but we're talking about U.S. coin, issued by the government through the Federal Reserve. And now Janet Yellen says, yeah, you know, we need it. We need a digital currency. And in their scheme, of course, they intend to eliminate coins and cash and other alternatives of currency. They also will eventually abolish cryptocurrency because cryptocurrency is what they wanted to get in on. Cryptocurrency is private. It's not run by government. It's not traceable. So, of course, that makes it, it's used by people who are doing bad things. But what's scary about this, we have good reason to be afraid, is that people don't understand. If the Federal Reserve issues digital currency, we have technology that allows the currency to be programmable. Now, first of all, that means that they trace every single purchase that everyone makes. That's bad enough. There's no more financial privacy. But second, there's an off switch. There's a curtailing switch. Mm-hmm. There's an added tax switch. Programmable means that your digital currency, if you buy the wrong thing that the government thinks is really not right. Let's say you go and you shop for your kids and you buy something that's a little too sugary. They don't like that. So there'll be an added tax or something that doesn't help the environment. You try to pay for your Hummer, and all of a sudden you notice the transaction is canceled because they would have that power with an off switch. And look, we've already learned, especially over the last 2 years, but even before, how does the government handle when you give it more power? How does the government handle data when you give it data? So this is this is going to happen, but for a lot of people getting educated on it. They're calling them CBDCs, Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDCs. We do have legislation proposed by at least one good member of Congress, Ted Cruz, and he's trying to have legislation that basically takes this power away from the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is partially a creature of Congress, the creature. And so that's a good thing. But people don't even know this is happening. It's going on behind the scenes. Yeah. And it's very easily done. It's, by the way, it's in 105 countries today, including, of course, China. And think about this. One of the things that we hear about from China over and over again, and the people at the World Economic Forum say it's great, it's just wonderful in China, is this social credit system. You get graded on whether or not you're doing things that the state thinks are good things. Well, guess what? If your transactions, every single thing you purchase, and without exception, is in a database from the government, you have then social credit score that can be done, can be summoned up with the click of a mouse. And so it's
what kind of credit score are they going to give you for tithing to your church?
Exactly. You tithe to your church? Did you have a firearms purchase? Did you give to one of these semi-fascist candidates? All of those things would lower your social credit score. And what happens in China when you have a low social credit score? You are, your entire family is punished. They may be moved to the equivalent of Siberia. And sometimes China is known for doing a thing called disappearing, making people disappear. There's been quite a few high-tech billionaires in China who have recently disappeared. So this is what Trudeau admires. This is what Bill Gates admires. This is what these twisted psychopaths who go to the World Economic Forum and whisper to each other about depopulating the earth, that's what they think is wonderful.
Wow. This is, keep an eye out for this, ladies and gentlemen. CBDC, not to be confused with CBD, okay? Something altogether different. This is about central bank digital currency. Go ahead. We got a minute and a half left, James. Go ahead.
I ended my piece that if they do this and the digital dollar arrives in our virtual wallets, that beautiful, longstanding motto that's been on our coins and on all of our paper currency is going to be disappeared. But you know what?
Yes.
It'll be more important than ever. And that's the truth.
Exactly.
Because this is ultimately a spiritual battle. The scripture has talked about it. And also, the mother of Jesus has appeared and talked about it, and it deals with the embodiment of an anti-Christian leader who in the scripture is called the Antichrist. And for the Antichrist to come on the scene, there needs to be a new economic system, and this is a building block toward that end, no doubt.
Exactly.
It
seems like every day we're getting closer and closer to that final chapter of the book of Revelations, as I keep reminding people. James Hurston, he is the best-selling author, media and legal analyst right here. Thank you, James, as always. Godspeed, my friend.
All right, Godspeed to you. Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Lawyers for Civil Rights, a Boston-based law firm, is assisting a group of illegal immigrants to sue Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and others for giving them a free flight to Martha's Vineyard. Governor DeSantis on Fox News.
Millions of people since Biden's been president illegally coming across the southern border. Did they freak out about that? No. You've had migrants die in the Rio Grande, yet 50 die in Texas in a trailer because they were being neglected. Was there a freak out about that? No, there wasn't.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting Hurricane Fiona strengthened to a Category 4 storm with maximum sustained winds of 130 miles an hour as it moved away from the Turks Caicos Islands towards Bermuda on Wednesday morning. The system is projected to not hit U.S. mainland. The Pima County, Arizona coroner is reporting country singer Luke Bell died of a fentanyl overdose. USA Radio News.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
The Federal Railroad Administration, there were 2,147 highway rail incidents at public and private crossings in 2021. Now, these incidents have led to 236 fatalities and 666 injuries. Since 2017, Rail Safety Week has served as an opportunity to educate and empower the public to make safe decisions around trains and tracks, all while raising awareness of the need for rail safety education. This annual week-long event is a collaborative effort among the North American Railroads Operation Lifesaver and other rail safety partners across the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Here with us to tell us more about it is Will Miller from Norfolk Southern. Will, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, as I mentioned, the number of rail incidents are quite clear every year. How is this comparing to the last 10, 20, or 30 years?
Yes, it's really a staggering number. As you said, last year, nationwide, over 2,100 crossing incidents in the U.S. You know, if you look back 30 years to the 1980s, there's been a nice reduction over the years. The problem is, if you look back, you know, just in the last 10 years, the trend line has really plateaued, and thankfully it has not increased, but it has not decreased either, which is really what we need to see in this country.
Exactly. Well, and this is why Rail Safety Week was enacted, right? And explain to the audience the goal of Rail Safety Week. What is our mission here?
Yeah, and like you said, this is year number six. And the railroads, you know, they do a lot each year to promote safety and try to improve safety. And our trains run 24/7, 365, and so do our safety efforts. But what Rail Safety Week gives us all is an opportunity to give safety efforts and the need for safety a bigger voice and to really remind the public what they can do to keep themselves safe.
Exactly. I mean, this is a collaborative effort here. Will Miller is the public safety director at Norfolk Southern, where he has a system-wide responsibility, if you can imagine, for grade crossing safety programs and educational initiatives. Will, let's talk about the top safety tips for walking and driving near railroad tracks.
Yeah, let's talk about walking first. And the first thing that I would tell people is that train tracks are for one thing, and that's carrying trains. The second thing that I would tell them is that railroad property is private property, which means that if you're not crossing at a designated place, you're trespassing. So what we want to tell people is that it's not a place to obviously walk, jog, any kind of recreational activity. It's not a place to take shortcuts. Cross only where designated. And always be looking for a train. If you see tracks, you need to think train.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because these trains are heavy. It's not like they can stop on a dime, right, Will?
That's right. And that goes for, you know, people on foot or vehicles. I mean, it takes an average freight train more than a mile to come to a complete stop. So, you know, often there's nothing a train crew can do by the time they see you. And that's why it's important to stay clear and to cross track safely in a vehicle as well.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you see people somehow take the challenge of a lowering gate as some sort of signal of victory if they can get under the lowering gate. Not a good idea, is it?
No, it, definitely not. There's nothing victorious about behaving like that. And I would tell you that if you look at 2021, the three leading causes of incidents at a crossing are a driver that just does not stop and runs into the side of a train or gets hit by a train, drivers who stop on the crossing, meaning that, you know, they're pulling up on the tracks and not giving themselves enough room to clear, and then there's traffic ahead, and here comes a train, and they get struck by a train, or the third leading cause is what you just mentioned, the driver who chooses to go around a lower crossing gate to try and beat the train. Just really, these aren't accidents. They're incidents, and they're all preventable from not doing certain things like that.
Exactly. Well, we're acknowledging that this is Rail Safety Week, which is taking place September the 19th through the 25th. Hashtag Stop Track Tragedies. Will Miller has been our guest, Public Safety Director with Norfolk Southern. Will, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'd just like to remind you, anyone listening can go to oli.org for more information on Rail Safety Week or to get safety tips.
Well, we're back with you here, and our thanks to Will Miller and his hints and advice regarding rail safety. I mean, boy, I'll tell you, my good buddy Tennessee Bob is sending warnings, reminding me of just how dangerous in some areas where they're just so dangerous, you know, especially in some of these cities where train tracks are just, you know, a big part of industry, and they're going through these cities and you know, just got to be careful out there. And as Will said, you think tracks, think train, think safety, slow down. You know, don't want anything like that happen. I know when I was younger, we had a cousin that died in an accident chasing a train. And you know, when you're young and goofy, you do goofy things, and they're regrettable, and here it is, and the rest of the family is left to grieve. So be careful out there, please. Well, we're hearing the news that, as expected, as Dr. Michael Rubin had reported to us last week, that, you know, Vladimir Putin wasn't going to sit back, that there was going to be a response, and especially as he was, you know, being mocked. And I when I saw the mocking that was taking place, I'm thinking, man, you don't want to poke this bear. And now he's warning that and threatening to resort to nuclear weapons. And as we were talking earlier with Rick Manning as well, Ukraine is something that neither side can lose. And so we are in dangerous territory here, unless somebody can come in and negotiate some sense between both parties here to where things can be salvaged. I mean, in one part we understand, you know, Putin's concern and threat, but also on the other hand, everybody else can understand that Putin did invade a country, and no bueno. And so there's got to be something. There's got to be an answer here. If not, then if nuclear bombs start traversing and heading into Ukraine, then all hell's going to break loose. And we don't want either of that. So hopefully there's somebody. We can pray that there would be somebody that would come in the middle to be able to mitigate a potential disaster here. Because that's the last thing that anybody needs right now, especially where we're heading in light of, you know, what's happening with the global economy, the threats of energy disruption, food chain disruption, inflation. Inflation's hitting everybody. Okay, this is the thing. I mean, we are globally connected, like it or not, even though, you know, there is this argument about heading into a one-world globalist government. Well, in a sense, it's all ties that bind. I mean, to some degree, we are connected. And so what is happening in Ukraine certainly is having dire effect on the world with food supply. What's happening with Russia, you know, is impacting energy, Europe, those that, you know, like Germany, that, you know, committed to, you know, to bend their knee to Russia. All this is having, you know, global effects, whether or not we are, you know, globally, you know, globally, I guess, desirous, if that's the word that I want to say, because I know here in America, for the most part, we're doing everything that we can to resist this globalist movement that's taking place. But we're well surrounded between the World Economic Forum and, you know, people, you know, connected within our own government that sadly have sold out our country's asset for their own personal interest. That's really clear and most evident, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we're dealing with. And this is why, again, elections have consequences and the midterms are so critical. If you have any inkling, any desire whatsoever to save this country, your vote counts. You must register and you must vote.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Pay for by final expense direct.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. David Naglieri is with us. He's the director and producer of the new movie, Mother Teresa, No Greater Love. It's a Fathom event that is going to be an exclusive two-day-only event in theaters starting Monday, October the 3rd, and running through Tuesday, October the 4th. David, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, I tell you, it is an honor, and I imagine, you know, for you to be chosen to present Mother Teresa's story, did you have the sense that you were a bit on hallowed ground?
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. It was a tremendous privilege to be asked to make this film. I felt very humbled, felt certainly very unworthy. And it's been a very intense one-year process to make the film, and I tried to be inspired by Mother Teresa and many of her great quotes, you know, do something beautiful for God, it's the little things, and to kind of be inspired by this woman who had such a transformative impact on the world and by just doing the little things. So as me and my film crews traveled and filmed and edited and did transcriptions of the interviews just to kind of pull everything into our work the way she did. But when, you know, there's always a certain trepidation when you try to tell the story of a person as iconic as Mother Teresa, you know, and that's certainly part of the whole kind of mental equation for me.
Yeah. You know, as you say, you know, little things and things that would be so simple but yet so profound. From you talk about little things, a rather diminutive figure, but wow, her presence was hard to ignore when she came around, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, she was, as we have in the film, we interview Sunil, an Indian filmmaker, and he says, you know, she's a small, bent, tiny woman, but she had a powerful, commanding presence. You know, that quote's in the trailer, and it kind of sums up Mother Teresa, who, you know, took the world by stage, and there's all those iconic images of her where you see Princess Diana towering over her, but everybody you talked to said that when she walked into the room, she kind of took it over. She had this incredible presence about her, and we conducted about 150 interviews to make this film, and so we have a tremendous amount of reflections on her life. And I've produced many documentaries over the years, but never one where so many people would just break down and weep talking about her. Her impact on people's lives was so profound, and it's really something for more of a theologian to speculate as to why that is. But, you know, I think what it was is she was so filled with God, so filled with the love of God and this relationship with Jesus, that she became this incredible channel of his graces. And that's what led to so many incredible encounters, and some of them we chronicled in the film.
Yeah. As David said, his background is incredible. You know, talking about him, I can brag about him a bit. He's an Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker and TV producer, best known for his 2016 feature-length documentary, Liberating a Continent, John Paul II, The Fall of Communism, which earned 5 Emmy nominations, was hailed as a documentary masterpiece. David, it has been an incredible experience for you. I got to imagine doing this movie on Mother Teresa is a bit of crowning glory on your career, is it not?
I think certainly this is the most ambitious film that I've ever worked on, and kind of the grandest scale. So it's the feature-length documentary, so the longest documentary that I've ever had the privilege to produce. And it's also the scale and the expanse of it was quite remarkable. When we started to think about how are we going to tell the story about Mother Teresa, what I didn't want to do was just do a traditional linear chronological biography. Mother Teresa was born on this date, and then on this date she went to India. We wanted to have a film that would, you know, give the viewer an understanding of who she was and the essential dates and moments in her life, experiences, but also that will show that her work is continuing today, that her mission lives on. And so we decided to travel to 10 different countries and profile the extraordinary work of the Missionaries of Charity. So we were in Tijuana, Mexico, and we filmed them working with migrants and refugees. We traveled to the Amazon region of Brazil. We had drone cameras following them on little small boats that they would navigate down the Amazon to reach indigenous tribes with no contact with the outside world. We traveled to Nairobi, Kenya, in ghettos where they work with extremely severely disabled children, hydrocephalus babies, the streets of New York and San Francisco where they work with the homeless. So throughout the film, we have little vignettes of these various apostolates where you get a chance to really see the incredible work of the Missionaries of Charity. And I'll say this for those who are considering, you know, taking the time to go out October 3rd, 4th, the two-day theatrical release, this is probably the only time you'll see a film like this in your lifetime, because the Missionaries of Charity, just they're not publicity seekers.
Right.
Their mission is to serve the poorest of the poor. They don't open up their apostolates to filmmakers and photographers. So the footage you see, that's quite striking and quite heart-wrenching, really, to see them bathe and wash people with leprosy, or to care for the dying, feeding little babies with hydrocephalus, as I mentioned. All these really incredible scenes are captured in this film, and may never be captured again, at least for a long, long time from now.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, that was the heart of Mother Teresa as well, as you noted in the documentary, David. She wasn't looking for any publicity for herself. In fact, I think one person had thought about, you know, had said something about it being about her and not whatsoever. I mean, she wasn't looking for any kind of accolades. This was about Jesus Christ glorified through her. And as she said, she was, you know, what, a pencil in the hand of Jesus, something to that metaphoric explanation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was one of the things I actually learned. I wasn't aware so much in this film how much she suffered the celebrity. And she would often, she said she would made a deal with God that for every photograph, a soul would be released from purgatory. And there was nothing in her wanted this celebrity and this fame. But what she decided to do when it kind of all snowballed was to decide in her heart of hearts, well, I'll use this to help the poor. As long as it's helping the poor, I'll accept this. But for her, it was always a sacrifice. And it was interesting when we traveled to all these different locations and interviewed so many of the Missionaries of Charity, women who worked with her, spent time living with her, were inspired by her. They all said that for them, this is the greatest sacrifice. And I think that's quite striking. Here are these people who go into the darkest holes of the world and serve the poorest of the poor and work with the dying, taking maggots out of people's bodies in their last moments on the streets of Calcutta. And for them, the greatest sacrifice is to go in front of a camera, which for our generation would be considered, hey, this is incredible. I'm being filmed. It's a chance for me to show who I am.
Yeah.
But that's their greatest sacrifice. And going back to Mother Teresa and fame, it's interesting, you know, obviously Malcolm Muggeridge makes the film in 1969, Something Beautiful for God. It becomes a film and a book. She never wanted to do that interview. And we chronicle that in the film. Malcolm Muggeridge initially made the request. Mother Teresa denied it. She did not want to, you know, have any publicity for the work she's doing. And Muggeridge actually went to a British cardinal in the Catholic Church who then appealed to the Vatican. And sometime late 1960s, Mother Teresa actually received a notification from the Vatican. Please, you know, speak to Malcolm Muggeridge. Please do the interview. Let them show the world the work you're doing. And it was only at the Vatican's insistence that she finally gave those interviews. And that Malcolm Muggeridge documentary and the book, of course, is what kind of helped propel her to fame.
We're talking with David Nagliera, director and producer of Mother Teresa, No Greater Love. The documentary is a Fathom event, exclusive two-day-only event that will be in theaters on Monday, October 3rd, Tuesday, October the 4th. You can go and get your tickets now through Fathom Events, their normal website. Right, David?
Yes, our website for the film is MotherTeresaMovie.com. That's MotherTeresaMovie.com. Teresa has no H in it. And there you can click on tickets and enter your zip code. It's playing in 960-some-odd theaters across the country.
Wow.
So hopefully there's one playing near you. And, yeah, so it's MotherTeresaMovie.com.
Well, in the title, No Greater Love, I mean, Mother Teresa really, I mean, you know, a lot of people talk about love, David. But Mother Teresa, you know, it's like God had a special anointing and hand upon her that she exuded love, didn't she?
She really did. She really did. And it's, for me, it was very powerful hearing the firsthand testimonials. And, you know, we, as I mentioned, we interviewed 150 people, so it's very difficult to make those really hard decisions. This is the hardest film I ever had to make in terms of what to cut because there's so many incredible testimonial witnesses. But the one thing that really came through is the sense of love and then the transformative nature of this love. And one example in the film is Jim Wahlberg from the famous Wahlberg family. He's the older brother of the actor Mark Wahlberg. He was doing a 6 to 9 year stint in a prison in Massachusetts. Had always grown up with a conception of God as God is out to get you, you know, God's out to punish you. And so he had, you know, he was not a person of faith and was struggling with drug and alcohol addiction at the time. And, Mother Teresa came to the prison. And for him, he said when she walked in the room, it was something like he was looking at the face of God. And then she started to speak. And she, you know, basically told the prisoners that they're more than the number on their back. They're more than their prison identification number, that they're children of God. And that they had hope for their future. And that they could rebuild their life. And anyway, very much inspired Jim Wahlberg. He wound up coming back to the faith. Now he's a very successful Catholic speaker, evangelist. And he points to Mother Teresa, you know, and her that encounter with her as having a transformative impact on his life. And there's so many others like that. But ultimately, coming back, Bill, to what you said, it was this love. It was this mercy. It was that gospel message. And Mother Teresa kind of brought the gospel to life in a very, very tangible, powerful way that impacted so many lives around the world.
Exactly. David Nagliera, director and producer of Mother Teresa, No Greater Love documentary. It is a Fathom event. It will air in theaters, over 900 theaters, on Monday, October 3rd, Tuesday, October the 4th. You can get more information at MotherTeresaMovie.com. That is Teresa without an H, as David said. David, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill, for the time. Really appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Has your body ever gone?